This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Trista Crick live in studio with us. She's going to spend the entire day with us, man. She's going to spend like a week with us.
Man.
It's exciting. Exciting.
Let's go.
What a beat.
Yeah. Shout out Bryson Tiller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always. Let's bring my nephew in, because my nephew, who has been job shadowing us, which is, it turns out, is actually embarrassing, has been trying to help plan the show and have discussions and do all of that, and helped us laid out the show. We were going over this list together, and he said during the commercial break, "You think you know what the Sacramento Kings need? You think you know specifically what Domantas Sabonis needs?"
You know, I think he needs someone like Aaron Gordon, right? Because you look at Jokic, right? And how does Sabonis play? I'm not going to say the same. I mean,
close, right?
Close, yeah. He's a playmaker. He likes the ball in the triple threat. I think he needs a cutter. And you know what that made me think about? I thought about Aaron Gordon first, right? Mm. But then I thought about Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay.
Could be the same type of player.
Okay.
Threes. I mean, he doesn't shoot that much. Defense. Cutting.
Defense for Jonathan Kuminga.
Better than a lot of people.
Will he do it?
Defense-ish.
Yes.
If motivated, maybe defense or not.
Back to the word motivated. Yes.
It's there. Now, it's not the same type of defense.
That actually describes the Sacramento Kings on defense. If they're motivated, hey, maybe it's going to work out okay.
It's not the same with Kuminga. It's more the perimeter defense as opposed to the rim protection. But you just need defense around Domas.
You
can't get picky if it's a rim protector or if it's a perimeter guy. You just need defenders.
He's like a dice. You need really like the what they have around Trey in the Atlanta Hawks organization. Really. I mean, instead of a Onyeka Okongwu, put Sabonis there and then like a high-level two-way point guard, then it's kind of the same.
So
kind
I got
of exciting.
I have my thoughts about it, but I'll ask you. Is this just who Domas is? Can he improve his game offensively? Can he improve his game defensively at this point in his career, in your opinion? Both of you guys.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so.
Like, I think it's the shooting thing.
It's the shooting thing.
It's
it kind of makes
like you're not going to change. Like, We talked about him. Like, you look at his stat sheet for his entire career. It's 12 to 13 shots a game. That's what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, can he do a little bit more? He's an extremely efficient. He's an incredibly smart basketball player. He doesn't take bad shots. He doesn't force any shots. Like, just do that a couple of more times. But again, he won't. He won't force a shot. He just won't do it. And to say, hey, can you add this to your repertoire? The answer is no. We asked him to add the three-pointer to his repertoire. He did. He shoots.
Like a half more a game.
Right. He shoots at a high percentage, but at a low volume.
Yes.
And low volume isn't necessarily the name of the game anymore.
It's just not going to cut that. You just, if you have a center who's going to be the hub of the offense, everything condenses around the paint if that hub cannot shoot the three. It's pretty much the long and the short of it.
Mm.
Okay, Edgar Fernandez says, how is he supposed to do that with DeMar and LaVine on the team? We're not worrying about that because DeMar and LaVine weren't on the team multiple years ago when that was also not the case.
Right, and they also, they don't shoot 52 times a game. Like, there's shots for him to be had. He's got to be aggressive. He has the ball, you know, a lot of the times, and he does the thing where he palms the ball and waits for the guy and checks what's going on over here. Yes. Why don't you just rip through and go to the cup? Like, you got the rock. So, yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I was just asking a question. I think he is about who he is. Maybe he can shoot the jump shot a little bit more. Maybe.
Even at the elbow, he's a little tentative.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very. I don't know where he's comfortable.
I would like Tim to tell us. Hey.
That would be great.
You know, where?
I would imagine he would tell us as quickly as he possibly could with a lot of uhs and ums.
I'm comfortable over there.
Where, Domas?
I'm comfortable over there.
Yeah. Like, he does this thing where he smiles and tries, like, to Domas's credit, he acknowledged to us he hates this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we said to him,
hates
you'd
what?
Rather be anywhere else in the world than talking to us. He
why?
Just doesn't like, just he just doesn't game. Like talking to
media. Yeah.
He just does not enjoy that portion of basketball, and it comes across when he talks.
We talked about this today on the walk. Talking to media.
Which we didn't film, by the way. It just dawned on me. How did we not film the walk?
Oh, my God. We needed to film the walk. Just like.
Sorry, we got
you
got
know what?
Days.
That's why my friends in Portland who go on walks with me, they are better cameramen than you.
That's right. I failed.
Tomorrow, yeah. Though. There's always
it's
tomorrow.
Always tomorrow.
We talked about this on the walk, though. Professional sports, you get paid for not just what you do on the field or on the court or wherever you're on. You have to, especially in ones. In sports where there's a lot of conversation to be had around that sport, basketball, football, those are the premier ones, or even EPL to a degree, you have to be able to withstand the criticism, handle everything that's happening on the internet, and also speak to the people who cover the sport. That's critical.
That's crazy to me that so many people in these in all these leagues don't like, I shouldn't say like, you can like or dislike whatever you want, but I have such a problem talking to the media. Like, the people who skip out after game, I know you're mad or whatever, but this is part, like you said, this is part of the job.
You can
BS your way through answers if you want. Just stand there and take the questions and talk.
I think where they get lost in this conversation obviously started with, which we never really got to get into yesterday on the show, you remember when she popped up at the house, she was like, yeah, Asia Wilson blocked me. Mm-hmm. And
that wasn't a joke, guys. That was not for a bit for me popping up in Damon's house. That actually happened. Not only did she block Daily W, she blocked every account that's ever opened Daily W on their phone. So my account, Ollie has an account. He's blocked. All the other business partners for Daily W, their personal accounts are blocked. Mm-hmm. I had to open up a new account just to be like, did Asia Wilson delete her? Damn Instagram. Nope, she did not. We are all blocked.
Mm. That's just, and that's incredible to me. And I don't think it's just, I think what happens, you know, as you're talking about, just talk to the media, BS your way through answers. I think what they feel like is they talk to media and then they get criticized. Yeah. Right. And there are some people that just don't like criticism. And that was the crux of the conversation we were having, because we were talking a lot about the W. It was actually a conversation similar to what you and I were having the other day about how the W, while it's growing, it is not prepared to be criticized. Mm-hmm. And they will jump to the, even if the criticism is perfectly fair, they're not at the point yet where they can get covered like other athletes, like other sports. And I think that was the thing with Asia. Asia did not like conversations that were being had during a tough stretch of basketball for her, where she was committing a lot of really odd, for her, fouls.
Physical fouls. And it felt like there was a little oomph behind it.
And just decided, well, I just don't want to see any of it, and dumped it all.
And
which is certainly her right to do.
Yeah,
right.
But it speaks into a bigger conversation, I think.
Right. And that's...
And it's one thing to do it for fans, but like, this is a verified account, which is making making content about the sport to uplift and build the sport. Mm-hmm. So to do a block just shows you really aren't super tapped into how this whole thing is gonna go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I wish she hadn't have done that. On the social medias, I do. On a very, very small scale. Trista, a much larger scale than we do. But we get people coming in to our mentions saying stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I don't block nobody, because that's just not what I do. I want you to see me shine. You're going to see me shine. You're going to see me do my stuff, so you're not going to get blocked. But maybe I'll meet your conversation or something like that. I'm not going to block you or nothing like that, but maybe I'll do that. That's a small scale. Asia Wilson's, Luka Doncic's. Like, we're seeing Asia block Trista, but maybe everything that she scrolled through for 20 minutes was negative, and Trista's account kind of gets lumped into, man, for the last 20 minutes I've been seeing all this, you know what I mean?
Like, how about you don't do this? Like, don't search your name in the magnifying glass on Instagram, especially when your team is having some tough times. Mm. How about you just not do that?
Right, because it's not like she was following.
No. Mm. It's not. Either someone sent it to her.
Which is possible.
And also, friend, why are you doing this? Why are you wanting to fan the flames? And friends do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
No. My man, Chef Q, who owns Q in Roseville, Q1227, walked in one day. He was like, hey, what's up? Come over to the table. What's up, man? Man, I saw you talking about De'Aaron. I was like, yeah, it's my man, it's tough. He's like, yeah, I sent him that clip.
Oh, wow. Don't do it. No!
I was like, all right. And yeah, how'd that go? He was like, well, we were, and then he told me the explanation for it. But yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Them clips get sent.
They do get sent. And I think it's different when people, I think you absolutely have a right to block someone, anyone, if they are like a mouth breather talking some toxic things in your comment section.
Mm-hmm.
When you are making content as a content creator, that person that's being talked about should not block unless there's something really, really bad that is said. Mm. Because it's a part of the ecosystem.
The other thing about it, though, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. It ain't going to stop Trista or anybody else from making their content.
That's right.
So if they choose not to see that or have that on that, fine, so be it. I'm still going to do what I do. You know, I'm not going to stop talking about Asia because she blocked me or.
No,
we just. Fine. You don't want to see it. Cool.
It's a fundamental revelation, though, about where athletes in the women's sport, in basketball on the women's side, are.
Mm.
When you're talking about the top player in the league, is that, I'm sorry to say, soft, that she would do that.
Producer Zach brought up Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga watch.
Well, believe it or not, we got a story yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
This one didn't necessarily involve the Sacramento Kings, though, which has brought us to a conclusion. We'll share what that is. It's Thilo, KC, it's Trista Crick, it's Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Shout out to Joe Brazil, who's filling in for Jesse today, but he's got Jesse's shut the F up vibe down. He's like, hey, 30 seconds, guys. Conversation going. All right, you idiots don't want to shut up. I'm just going to start the music. It's well done, Joe. Well done, my friend.
It wasn't even the music. It was the
commercial.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, my man.
Real quick, I know we were talking. Did you see your boy UD earlier?
He's
no.
Just sleeping.
That's
crashed
real.
Out.
No, it ain't even that. It ain't even
what
that. It ain't
what
even that. It?
No, what happened? What happened?
He had a perk moment.
Oh, he couldn't say someone's
Risha
name?
Shea. Oh, I can't even do it justice.
Oh,
I gotta find the clip.
Yo, we gotta find that. I gotta see that.
It was a classic too. It was a classic. He knew he messed up. The crew knew he messed up. They had a good time with it, but this one might.
Did he say recessionaire or something?
I can't even remember how he said it, but it was super off.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on a second. This one's gonna have to go to the screen. Give me a second to get on the screen. I hope.
Shout out UD. Shout out. Hey, look, I've been there. Who was the guy we were struggling with the other day? Purtle.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Jakob Purtle.
Yeah, we were messing with Purtle. We couldn't get that. So I've been there. I know. That's why I can laugh about it.
We used to have theme music for when you messed up. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know why we lost it.
Start getting them right.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think we started getting flagged for the music, too. I think that started happening.
Yeah, man, they stay hating on us.
Let's see. Hold on. Where? Man, I know. Awful Announcing posted it. I just got to find it.
Don't make me hold on, man. Tell you about how it is when you mispronounce a WNBA player's name wrong. Oh, my goodness.
They don't like that.
It's like the most disrespectful. It's like, I don't think Brian Windhorst knows how to say Isaiah Hartenstein's name right to this day. Nobody's getting in his mentions.
Hold on, let me tag you if you haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, tag ESPN. Tag the ESPN 1320 account, because that's the one that's open in
All right, I'm tagging right
in the app. I thought Awful Announcing had it up, but I must be stupid. So
yeah, tagged it right now.
Okay, stand by. We're all gonna enjoy this together. Maybe we can add it to the board. See what happens.
It's up there with Perk. It's up there with Big Perk. This was a classic.
Oh, I'm
I don't want to put too much on it, but it was a classic though.
I'm fearful the ESPN account has you blocked as well.
Oh no.
Oh, well,
either that. Oh, there you are. There you are. Mentioned this.
Well, that would be really rough. Man. Your own team is blocking you.
No. Stuff happens, TK. Sometimes you just gotta
too much boxing talk.
One time I blocked Odyssey because they were tagging me too much.
Can't now, why don't we go to the block? Why don't we just mute? That's what I do. I'll be muting.
Because they were tagging me.
They still block you in the mute. I mean, you still won't see the mute.
Hold on. That's, right, that's a little
Big Perk talking about the Atlanta Hawks and what they did this offseason and their future.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name.
Rosh Hashanah?
You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson. And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. I'm sorry.
Rosh Hashanah.
That's tough.
He went back to the well, spun the block, said it three more times wrong, all three different times. That's crazy.
That might have to hit the board. Yeah, that might have to hit the board.
However you say his name was crazy, too.
Then he spun the block and went back to the wrong names.
You know what's tough is Brody was probably embarrassed and he didn't know what else to do. So he hit him with the however you say his name. That's probably
then,
what
like
happened.
Then, like you said, came back and then said it wrong again. Damn. Rosh Hashanah's crazy.
Let's see if we can hit with a little stronger audio on this one.
Now you have everything you need. You go out and you go get Kennard, who's 44% from three. You make the trade for Porzingis. You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson.
That was Porzinga. Did I get that? Okay, yes. I just want to make sure I got Porzinga.
Porzinga.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name, excuse me, I'm sorry. Zachary Rishashi. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta?
They're dying.
Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at me, Perk. I took a page out your book.
That was brutal.
Now he's deflecting.
I took a page out your book, Perk. But listen,
Rosh Hashanah is crazy.
Yeah, this got to go to the board because he's.
You go out and you go get Kennard.
You got Luke Kennard.
Yep. You make the trade for Porzingis. Jalen Johnson and Rosh Hashanah. How do you say his name? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rishashi.
Three.
Zachary Rishashi.
Four.
You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough day. That's a tough day for the legend.
UD.
Yeah, that's tough.
By the way, Rosh Hashanah is a holiday in Judaism. where it requires serious reflection on the past.
I didn't know he was on the Hawks. I didn't know the holiday was on the Hawks.
I didn't know. Rosh Hashanah? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, brother. It happens. That's why I can laugh, because I've been there. It happens, man. You talk enough, it's going to happen.
Messing up is not.
You hear that, Zach? You talk enough, it will happen. Don't worry. Multiple times.
And listen, sometimes just a name is always going to be your bugaboo. I have always had a hard time with Satu, Sabali, Sabali. I always get one of the two. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either the first name's right and the last name's wrong, or it's vice versa, or sometimes they're both wrong.
Right.
Yeah. I still don't. I think it's Satu, Sabali, but when I say Sabali.
They say that's wrong?
Yeah, I've heard that's wrong, and then I said Sabali, and they said that was wrong.
That
so I think
wrong.
they're both mad.
Sabali sounds right.
Yeah.
I just usually say, you know, if it's one of the guys, hey, big dog.
Big dog.
Brody.
Brody over here.
Brody, yeah. Over there cooking.
Porzinga is a classic.
Porzinga is great. Like in like it got so much worse. They didn't even acknowledge that he did. He got that wrong.
Let Malika say it though, and the world will end.
Mm.
Probably accurate. No, you don't think Malika has the equity yet?
I think when women say names wrong, it just hits different than a former athlete. It's like. We don't really believe in our heart that UD, Udonis Haslam, doesn't know the game, do we? No.
Right.
But, and so, like, we let that slide. Same thing with Charles Barkley. Same thing with Shaq. These guys have so much equity playing the game. Mm-hmm. When someone that has not played the game and is a woman says the name wrong, well, I don't know if I can trust you at all.
Mm.
And that's why it's critical to get them right.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Report came out yesterday that the Warriors reached out to the Milwaukee Bucks in an attempt to acquire Bobby Portis through a Jonathan Kuminga deal. The Bucks said, I'm good, dog, and kept it moving.
Well,
why though?
From what I was able to read, the reason why is because the Warriors were asking for Bobby Portis, and the Bucks said, that's a no for me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors are this close for asking for Jaylen Brown, Jonathan Kuminga. They're on their way. Give them two more weeks, and they'll say, you know what, boss? Nah, I think we should get Jaylen Brown in this deal. What are they doing? What are they doing? Why are we doing this? Well, no, I'll take this back. I'll sell them out a little bit. There's no real need to do anything today.
Who's they?
The Warriors.
What you're asking what they are doing.
Yeah, but then why are they going through this? And I answered my own question. Sorry. You don't have to do anything today on August 15th. Why not exhaust all possibilities, whether they're realistic or not?
I think what is happening is they're realizing how bad it is. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah.
Their reality is setting in that as of right now things could change. Mm-hmm. But as of this moment, there seems to be two options for everyone involved. Either Jonathan Kuminga is going to play for $8 million or not play for $8 million on the Golden State Warriors, or he's going to play for the Sacramento Kings. I don't know what the other – there doesn't seem to be a clamoring for him. There is no risk-taking whatsoever in the NBA this year. And we could discuss how big of a risk Jonathan Kuminga might be, but risk is less about talent and upside at this particular moment in time and more about how much it's going to cost. That's the risk. And at least right now, it appears absolutely no team in the NBA is willing to take a risk on Jonathan Kuminga.
If I was the Milwaukee Bucks, I might do that trade, though. Because you know what Bobby Portis is, and he's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not he's a great player. I'm not and a nice piece for a championship contender. But I don't think anyone believes that the Bucks are a championship contender. Mm-hmm. And maybe you think Jonathan Kuminga has the possibility of being more, and that time with Giannis could help him improve his bag defensively, defensive intensity-wise, and his motivation. You're kind of like doing like a little mini retool rebuild if you're Milwaukee and mm-hmm. trying to like convince Giannis that you're getting high upside pieces. Where I think you know what you have with Bobby Portis.
But what if that's a Giannis thing?
What do you mean if that's
what if Giannis likes Bobby Portis?
Oh, well then you can't do it under any circumstances.
Right. Like their thing is I think you're right. It's everything Milwaukee has to do moving forward is for Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And if Bobby is Giannis's guy, if Bobby's locker is next to Giannis's, yeah, you can't do that without his approval.
You can't trade Thanasis for Jonathan Kuminga.
Facts, right? Like no. it's the Dame thing.
That's a tough place to be as a franchise.
I have to. Okay, do you think Giannis knew what they were going to do with Dame?
Yes.
Do you think Giannis, Tristan, do you think that Giannis knew what they were?
How could they not? How could he not?
I just, right. And that flies in the face of some reports that we read in the immediate aftermath of that, but I'm not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee can't afford to do that.
Yeah, no chance. If he absolutely loves Dame, loves playing with Dame, he feels it's a perfect fit with Dame, he thinks that's the best situation for them to be a true contender with Dame. And then you trade Dame and he has no idea and he's blindsided. That is one of the riskiest, dumbest things you could do as a franchise. And they are so attached to what Giannis thinks and believes and wants that there's a zero possibility that he didn't know.
Right.
I remember when
I think he was like, get him up out of here.
I remember when
get Miles?
Yeah. Cool. We were first starting to know Trista and everything, and that was around, I think it was like 2 years.
2021.
Before Dame got traded.
Yep. Yeah, Dame got traded in 2023.
And I was like, would tell Tris, I'd be like, man, they should just trade him. Like, we all know whether it's this summer, next summer, 2 summers, we know how this is going to end. Get the most you can for him right now. Because it's not going to, he's not going to be here 10 years. Little do we know he'd come back, but he's not going to be here 10 years. Are the Bucks, in your opinion, at that spot where, like, all this hand-wringing they do with Giannis and everything, are they in a spot where he's not going to be here 5 years from now? Eventually he's going to leave us in the near future. We can't just start making every decision based off of Giannis.
I think so. I think that would be the case maybe even 12 months ago when you knew that Dame and Giannis aren't going to work and that Dame was still having an awesome year, and then you could maybe even make the case to other teams that, oh, well, they're both really, really good, but they've had some injuries and we know what they can be at their peak. I think if I'm just a different type of a person, though. I was ready to sell both off last summer. Because, again, as good as Giannis is, this team around him is not even close to good enough to be a contender. And if you need to rebuild, he's the only piece of the puzzle that could yield you anything to be able to be competitive in 3 to 5 years from now.
They're going to wait until he says
it. Of course they are. Because just like Portland, but even probably worse, Milwaukee, nobody wants to be in Milwaukee. Like, there's nobody good looking in Milwaukee, no shade.
Well, that's not.
That was absolute shade.
That's shade, and I don't know if that's true at all.
You can't say that and then go, no shade.
I'm just kidding about that part. But it's a very cold, not poppin' place. It's a great mid-tier city, and maybe once you get there, you like it. But if you get rid of a player of Giannis's caliber before he's ready to go, and you're a GM, you're pretty much just ready for your walking papers unless you get so much back that you're already competitive. Because if Giannis is gone, why would season ticket holders buy a single ticket?
Now, see, you're right. And there is a part of me that because he brought that championship there, I'm gonna just ride this to the wheels fall off here, man. Like, I'm not trading Giannis without him saying he wants to be traded. And maybe that's not what's best for the rebuild of my franchise or whatever, but this is Giannis. This is Milwaukee. He brought us a championship. If he doesn't tell me he wants to be traded, I'm not trading that man. And that's a school of thought. I'm not saying I for sure would do that.
But you said to trade Dame. So the only difference between, well, the biggest difference between these two situations is that because Giannis brought you a ring, you're willing to sacrifice your future to keep him around until he requests out, and then your leverage to trade him is diminished.
I'm not even sure I would go about it that way. I'm just saying I understand that train of thought. And the ring does change things. Mm. Like, he brought something here that the city hadn't seen in 50, 60 years. That earns you that level of cachet. Where I may have that school of thought where it's like, whatever he wants, I got to do right by him. Like I said, I don't know if I'd do it that way, but if that's their thinking.
Essentially, you take it till retirement. If the ask out never comes, you take it till retirement.
Absolutely.
That's essentially what Dallas did, right, with Dirk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use Kobe as an example because that's
different.
It's what they did. But Dirk was on some lean teams. His years got lean, and Mark's like, I'm not. Unless he tells me otherwise, I'm not trading him. Mm-hmm. And I get that. You become you become a fabric of that city. Go ahead.
The difference, though, and this is where I think actually the key problem is for Milwaukee, is you've been so tied to making decisions based on what Giannis says he wants that you've traded draft capital and now you're kind of stuck. Whereas Dallas didn't trade a bunch of first round picks so they could be mediocre and then get Luka Doncic.
You're right. But I'll say this, it's a little different. It's not apples to apples because I think this is on a grander scale. But if I was Joe Lacob, I'd feel that way about Steph. If Steph can play here till the wheels fall
off. Of course. Yeah.
He can play her too.
You're talking about a dynasty, though. You're talking about one of the greatest that's franchises it's in history.
Yeah, it's different. But
that little 2021 BS ring that the Milwaukee Bucks got when Kevin Durant's foot was on the line and they beat that ass by 50 in game two that I was at, where I had to get an Uber and like literally I left in the middle of the game. They're up 65 points or whatever it was. No, get out of here.
The alley-oop in game five, one of the great NBA finals moments of all time. Matter of fact, in game four.
The Kyrie ankle sprain. That's such a bum. The hamstring for James Harden, such a bum ass.
Matter of fact, in game four, one of the great defensive plays we've ever seen in this league, when he blocks the alley-oop from DeAndre Ayton. And then to bring it all home, to bring a parade to Milwaukee, to bring a championship to the rafters, this man puts up 50 to make sure we don't have a game seven. 50 with to give me a championship?
With a knee, with a hyperextended knee, mind you. He had awesome game, that ring was bum. That was a bum ring.
Not a bum
That's
ring.
That's cap. I'm coming.
That was a bum ring.
Not a bum ring.
Was the Warriors 2015 a bum ring?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a bum ring.
You know what game came on today?
Anytime Kyrie is on the other side and he's not there, that's a bum ring.
That's fair enough.
That's a bum ring.
Fair enough.
You know what game came on the other day that you never really see a lot, but it came on randomly on, I think, NBA TV, I believe, is we talk about Kyrie and everybody getting hurt in Cleveland. And that's exhibit A as to like, things would have been different. This isn't the Warriors' fault at all. But the Clippers blowing game six to the Rockets, 24-point lead in the fourth quarter or something like that. I thought the Clippers were going to go to the NBA Finals that year. I thought they were ready to go. I thought they were going to beat the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. And them just choking away that deciding game like that with James Harden on the bench. Kevin McHale, I think it was, had put James Harden on the bench. And I think it was Josh Smith who led the charge. Unreal. Unreal. Poor Clippers. That was their moment.
Okay, clip show. Always stumping for Los Angeles.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But I never see that game. That's kind of a pivotal game in NBA history. That game six.
It is. Corey Brewer.
It was the it's tough to not feel bad for the Clippers. Like
they've
been
on the precipice
ascending.
A lot.
Yeah, they were ascending at the same exact time. Maybe a little before the Warriors, and then the Warriors just hit the accelerator.
What happened?
You mean them. Kevin Durant, the accelerator? You're talking about him being the accelerator?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
The ultimate accelerator.
Yeah.
They didn't push on the gas, really. They just acquired the gas.
What?
Fine, it happened.
Yeah, no, it
like
happened.
It's I, sure. I get it. Like we had a discussion about what that meant. You know, that kept the Warriors dynasty. That made the dynasty happen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What about,
because we'd probably still be calling the Warriors bum rings without that.
We would not.
I've never called it a bum ring, though.
You don't think anytime,
there's only one ring in history.
The bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bum ring either.
None of the rings are bum.
Well, no, but like I think you can find an argument for all of them.
That's true.
The only reason I bring up 2015 because everybody brings up the guy who got suspended in 2016 as if that had any significance in the outcome of the game or in the series. It absolutely did not. But if you're like Draymond and Steve Kerr, those guys are hell bent on bringing that up. No, he cost us a championship with his antics. No, jackass, he didn't. Ty Lue cost you a championship. LeBron James cost you a championship. But if that's the card we're playing, then that's fine. You guys won in 2015 without Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. Let's call it what it is.
Correct.
You guys won in 2017 because your boy panicked, called his buddy, and got him to sign with you. Like if we're going to tell the story, we'll tell all of the story. The 2020 ring was the best team in basketball that was predicted to win the NBA championship and went on and did. It's not that big of a deal to me.
JM and
I'll never think about it again, but that's what ultimately what happened.
I always just say that championship is different. I joke about bum ring, but it is.
It's definitely different.
It's different than they had to go through slightly easier paths than a normal
and slightly
playoff,
harder path.
And slightly more difficult path as well. So it's just
physically
just
easier,
different.
Mentally more challenging.
Yes, I do. I do think there is an element of going in hostile environments that they didn't have to face. Mm-hmm. That happens in the playoffs. It wasn't their fault. Everybody played on the same level. So
imagine winning a title in silence.
So weird.
Well, or close to it.
Yeah, because family Rondo's and friends. Brother came, and that's when Westbrook was about to fight him.
Beat his ass. But I think as the playoffs got further along, friends and family were allowed mm-hmm. to arrive. Yeah. And I don't know how many it was, but that was still very much in the three seats apart era of mm-hmm. COVID.
JM in the chat. In the chatty house, a lot of people in Warriors land say this. They say Steph was hurt in 2016. Steph played in 2016. Like, let's stop that. He had an MCL sprain in the middle of those playoffs. Mm-hmm. He came back in the second round, bro. I'm not saying he was 100%, but don't do that. Don't do that. He wasn't hurt. He was out there. For that series, they were up 3-1. He wasn't hurt in game four when they went up 3-1.
I think he was trolling you. I think he was just trolling.
No, that's what they do.
That's what they do? That's what our Doves do?
Yeah, that's what they do. Look, MCL grade two. No, I'm serious. He was hurt. Okay. All right, brother. All right. Look, hey, man. Hey.
MCL grade two.
Hey, man. He was there game four, like I said, when they went up 3-1. He was there in game seven when he threw the championship behind his back and out of bounds.
It doesn't matter if you're up 3-1. That's it. And you lose 3-1. That's pretty much the end of you. I don't think that there's anything you can really say to discredit.
No shade to the Warriors at all. I really mean this. That 2016 finals is one of my favorite finals. It might be my most favorite.
It's incredible. Like,
that's the drama, the story. Everything that was going on, that was an unbelievable finals.
The performances from LeBron and Steph.
Oh, man, that game five with LeBron and Kyrie, mm-hmm. 41-41,
yeah.
With your season on the line, on the road, that's crazy. That's crazy.
The Undertaker shirt when you're down 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior shirt when you're stepping off the plane.
I love all those T-shirts. I really do. Like the subliminal T-shirt.
I love LeBron. It's the only shirt I had.
I just had it.
All right, man. What a coincidence.
What about That's All, Folks?
Yep.
I don't even pick out my clothes. Bro, that was crazy. I don't even pick out my own clothes.
And he didn't play. He just sat there on the bench in the That's All, Folks T-shirt. I was like, wow. You're just going to sit there and lie to us?
I miss the NBA. Can't wait for it to come back.
Is it the funniest league?
Absolutely.
Easily.
Sports? Yeah, it has to be, right?
Hands by down. Far.
These people are hilarious.
The by comedy. Far.
That's why the WNBA needs to lean in to the comedy of the NBA. And I get it's different because the NBA is taken seriously as a sport. And there's casual fans that want to discredit the WNBA as like a serious sport. But I think that's what makes the NBA great is the funny.
I agree.
Just the pettiness, the villains.
We'll come back. This all started with a conversation about the Bucks, the Warriors, and Jonathan Kuminga. There's a funny footnote to what is going on with the Warriors right now and what's happening in their pursuit of making Jonathan Kuminga a trade chip. We'll talk about that. And then... I brought Trista into that conversation about a potential work stoppage. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It's D'Lo, it's Casey, it's Trista Crick here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Hey, man. I'm doing the unthinkable a little bit. It's not the unthinkable.
Oh.
But it's going against the grain a little bit.
Okay.
NFL preseason week two.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my Prize Picks lineup is going to be centered around.
Okay.
I'm going all preseason.
Okay.
With today's lineup. And I'm going with Cam Ward, the number one pick. Okay. They got him at 50.5 passing yards. Give me more. Give me more. Here's another one, Trista. I think you'll like this one. Sleeper. Sleeper right now. Jimmy Horn Jr. is tearing it up with the Panthers in training camp. They got him at 21.5 receiving yards. Give me more on that. Here's another one. Jake Moody. They got him at 1.5 PATs, man.
That's your boy, Jake Moody.
It is Go Blue, but I wouldn't say he's my boy.
He's a cheater like all the rest of them.
I wouldn't say that. But they got him at 1.5 PATs made in the game with the Niners and the Raiders on Saturday. I went more. Okay. Niners are going to score some touchdowns. He's still in a battle, so Jake Moody's going to get out there and kick 3 PATs.
Okay.
And then last but not least, Trey Lance. The talk of preseason, Trey Lance, 67.5 passing yards. My boy Jim Harbaugh is going to give him that opportunity. I'm going more with that as well.
Does Jim Harbaugh have to show cause to coach this weekend, or is that just?
Well, look.
It's fine, man. Don't worry about it. You're fine. I already talked about the
ridiculousness that went on with the NCAA. I'm not happy about that. We'll get to that at a later date, but that's ridiculous. It really is. But my lineup isn't ridiculous.
Got slapped on the wrist.
My lineup isn't ridiculous. It's a winner. I'll put it on the socials. You already know the vibes. Download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win or lose. All you got to do is download that app. Put in the promo code KIFM, and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game. Russ Dog is on the board. Let's go. Let's go. I see you, big dog.
All right, man.
Trista, I keep the standings. When I start the read, it only happens when you start the read.
Mm.
You put in the run your game, you get a win for the day. Russ Dog, we started a new league on Monday. Russ Dog gets his first win of the season.
It's KC just pandering. It's a cheap pop.
I like that, actually. I actually like that. I will say this, though, KC. I talked to somebody within the Carolina Panthers organization, and which I don't really have a lot of NFL contacts, so this is like one of very small.
Okay.
They believe that this could be a top 10 offense in the league.
Ooh.
Mm.
So I said, what are you guys going to do on defense? And they said, we'll be like 22nd. I said, it's better than 32 in every category. And I said, what about the offense? He goes, sneaky good. Sneaky good.
Have you heard the same things about Jimmy Horn Jr.?
Yeah, I've heard that he was electric pretty much all practice, every practice.
Do you know when he was drafted again? I can't remember. I want to say it was like fourth or fifth, maybe later.
I don't know. I don't know his draft position.
But I've heard that for like a week and a half. Like, oh, Jimmy Horn Jr. is going crazy in camp. And then they'd
Sixth round.
The 208th pick in the 2025 draft.
Yeah, the joint practices, they're like, oh, whoever they were playing, they're having just a hard time dealing with him.
Speedy.
That was interesting, too, because I saw that when he played at Colorado. Like, I'm not a draft expert, but I watched enough games where I was like, yo, that guy, he's pretty good.
T-Mac's going to be really good, too. Teteroa McMillan, really good. Really good.
Niners play the Panthers. You know, maybe that might be a tough game. You were talking about how easy the schedule was. Maybe that's a tough game now.
Also, tough news. My dream of having Eddie Gonzalez and Trista Crick on the screen.
He canceled when he saw him that I was on?
No, he's getting a tattoo.
Oh, okay. He can't do it. Well, guess what I would do if I was getting a tattoo? I'd be on. I'd still be on.
I asked him if it was a Kendrick tattoo. I'm guessing it's not.
I'd be in the chair talking to you guys.
He said I'd brand the skin off me.
Trista, did you hear Imaginary Player yet?
Mm-mm, no.
You did.
Did I?
It was the song we listened to in the car on the way
here. Oh, okay.
The Cardi B joint.
Oh, yes. I'm not really, here's a little admission. I'm not really someone who remembers song names. I'm like, I'm auditory. Yeah. So I'll know it when I hear it. Oh, yeah. But I don't remember the name, especially new songs.
I'm with you on that. Because if I'm listening to an album, I'll never even see the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe I do because with the car, like the title comes up. But like if you got the aux cord or something like that, like I don't even see the name of the song.
I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Addie, our new promotions girl, she asked me a really good question about music the other day.
Shout out Addie.
Shout out her. Welcome to the team. So she said, are you more of like a lyric listener or do you enjoy the beat of a song? And that I think that's a good question because a lot of people don't remember the lyrics of a song.
I think Kenny's beat and I'm lyrics.
Okay.
I think it depends. I think, no shade. I can appreciate a...
Is this going to be some Kendrick hate?
Probably.
Yeah.
No.
It sounds like Kendrick hate, doesn't it?
I can appreciate an ignorant sounding song that makes me bop.
Bend that ass over. Let that breathe. Like that.
I mean, like...
Close it up.
Bop.
But yeah, that's not,
man. And you like this song, so this doesn't fit. But like Glow and Sexy Red, like nothing lyrical about that song, but I'm bopping to it the whole time. Like it's a dope track. And then you get moments where like J. Cole, for instance, the Clouds joint. Every time I hear that song, I'm just in awe of his flow and the lyrics and the way he puts the words together. I couldn't tell you how that song goes or how the beats go. I don't know nothing about that. I just know every time I hear J. Cole rapping on that, I make the same face, like I heard it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of depends on what I'm looking for and probably the person that I'm listening to and what I expect from them.
Yeah. Born Sinner might be my favorite modern rap album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, why?
Every song is just so unique and interesting, and I love the instrumentation. I love the gospel choir. Uh-huh. I love the lyrics. And it felt like he was going through stuff.
Yeah.
And it came out at the same time that Jay-Z came out and he dominated, came out at the same time as Kanye and he dominated. That just, I think, was like, hands down, J. Cole's masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Not 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Oh, I didn't really like Forest Hills Drive nearly as much. I felt like it was a lot more slow. Just like had some more peaks and valleys. I thought every single track of Born Sinner was a hit. I can listen to it top to bottom, even the interludes. She knows.
She knows. KOD was crazy too. That album was.
Yeah, KOD was great.
Man.
Yeah, KOD was.
That's enough.
Yeah, that got multi runs.
He starts rapping on that.
Multiple just, runs. Yeah.
J. Cole, he's the guy for me that when he raps, I'm just.
He's insane.
Mesmerized.
He's insane.
By his ability to rhyme.
I was telling Zach on the way in as we all drove in, you know, Trista's a rapper. and had him pull up Trista on Cam and Mace, and he's listening. And I realized, I was like, yo, do you know who Cam and Mace are? My brother said to me, no, I'm not good with actors.
Okay, all right.
It was a tough one.
It was.
He's gone.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, I thought you was leaving. Oh, you're throwing Zach out. It was tough.
Well, guess what? Damien, what did you do? What did you do when you found that out?
I stopped the car and told him to get out.
So you got to walk. Sorry, you got to get out.
I mentioned more money, more problems, and it didn't move him like at all. And then as we were talking, I was like, I actually feel like listening to Cam. Let's put Cam on. And played Old Boy, and immediately he goes, oh, I know this song.
I was about to say, I don't know if there's a song by either one of them that he might know, but I guess maybe Old Boy.
He's on, like, you would know Mo' Money, Mo' Problems. It's not Mace's song, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he would know another one. Like, Been Around the World, I don't think.
Maybe that Rugrats joint.
Take me there, I wanna go there. Well, Blinky Blink. Blinky Blink.
I forgot about that record.
It's a jam.
Wow.
Very popular with the youth.
Maya. Blackstreet, Mason, Blinky Blink.
He has Mace still has a couple records that I just rock
Mace
with all
just
the
did
time.
A freestyle to the Clips joint.
That when?
Crazy. I don't know when. I saw it the other day.
Okay. I am not aware.
I saw it. It might be old too. I don't know, but I saw it the other day and I was like, damn.
I feel like only murder. You still gets play. If you go to little lounges, they'll play a little.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's
sure.
got Mace on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it definitely does.
Come on, come on, you want to. Money, I'm going to front you, girl. I want to flaunt you.
I told Eddie, I was like, hey, it's all good, man. Don't worry about it. We got Trista Crick in studio. I was anxious for you to talk with her. He hit us with, oh, no, LOL. I love her. So
love is mutual.
Next time, I guess
we'll have to do it. I'll have to just jump on a Friday sometime when he's
do that,
on.
Man, Eddie's fun to talk to. It's all vibes when we hanging out with Eddie.
Sacramento guy, did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah,
born and raised out here.
He gives me East Coast.
He's like Ebro. He's been there for a while now.
No comment on Ebro. Little Devin Carter situation.
That?
Only it was worse. It was worse, actually.
Oh, I mean, all right. No, I'm not going to ask you to say it.
You don't want me to tell you the story?
I want you to, but I didn't know.
No, yeah. Come on.
All right. Radio Row. So you guys probably don't know this, but like my dreams and goals when I was 11 or 12 was to have a Big Tigga in the Basement style show or to be a VJ or a DJ like Ebro for 95.5, because Ebro was Portland.
That's right.
So 95.5.
He went from Sacramento to Portland.
Jim and 95.5 was really just so peak Portland music radio. And I took the school bus to Harriet Tubman every day with the homies, and they would play 95.5. And so it had like a little pop, but it was mostly hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked a lot. That's why I was talking to Katie yesterday, being like, I think as a music station, you guys could talk a lot more. Because I remember Jammin' had a lot of conversation.
Right.
So I kind of fanned out a little bit when I saw him to, I forget what it was. Maybe it was the Vegas. I think it was the Vegas Super Bowl. And I saw him and I wanted to just, I had my little media badge on. I feel like okay, I can come up and I talk to him, and he had zero interest in hearing this story. Just, all right, see you later.
Damn.
When I met Tigga in Minnesota, or no, Atlanta, and I told him the story, he was like, oh, word, you want to take a picture? Da, da, da,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
Tigga's dope.
This is great,
I had nearly the same interaction with Tigga.
And I was like, this guy is awesome.
Yeah.
And I was just so disappointed meeting Ebro, because I'm like, listen, Portland people, and I know you're not from here, but we got to stick together. And you really aren't that big to be big-timing me.
He's turned into a New Yorker.
It's just disgusting
In every way.
But even New Yorkers that I've met have been nicer than Ebro. So he needs to just relax. Just relax.
Right.
Ebro loved playing Alanis Morissette on the hip-hop. He did. He did play. They did play that. And they also played a lot of Backstreet Boys. People need to let Ebro know you were playing. I want it that way a lot. Okay? So you need to relax. I was disappointed at Ebro.
Yeah, come on, Ebro.
Rank your worst interactions with people.
Devin Carter's got to be on there.
Yep.
Devin Carter's on there.
Ain't been the same since you told us the story.
Listen, listen. Sometimes people have a good pulse on it. Mm. I just know when there's a bad vibe. I don't think, can I say something that's going to sound a little controversial? I think I'm mid-tier looks enough where you should not do that no matter how famous you are. Mm. Somewhat, we'll call it like a 7.5 pretty girl comes up to you and is excited to talk to you. You should not treat anyone like that. Mm-hmm. If you I don't know, if you want to be rude, don't do it to that.
But if
do
you're
it
to a three.
And I don't think you should do it to a three either.
But
I definitely don't think you should do it to a 7.5. Okay, so I've never, I think Dan Marino was on that list as well.
Okay, I've heard that a lot.
Oh my God.
I've heard that a ton.
Totally different reason. Interviewed him, still had alcohol on his breath.
Oh, man.
And then
I want to kiss you. Did that happen?
Yeah, so did something similar. Wouldn't give me any information. This was in the Adam Gase era when Adam Gase had just been fired. So I was asking him about that. And I didn't know he was like Uncle Dan to the Miami Dolphins. So he was pretending like, I'm not even in the room. I don't know about these things. And then after it was like, was that good? And I'm like, no, it was horrible. It's unusable content. And then he's like, well, I've got a special room at the Caesars.
God bless.
And I was like, okay. Oh, wow. And then he left and was holding his card out as I was talking to someone about him and how bad it was.
Hell.
He's showing the business card and then gave me the wink and the gun.
What the hell?
This guy is
the
just,
wink and the gun.
This is bad. Yo, this is bad. I don't know what kind of cocktail of substances are in your blood right now, but it doesn't excuse whatever this is.
One of my worst was your girl, Keisha Cole.
Oh, really?
Oh, this was like no one. This was like, hey, can you help with our young artist, Keisha Cole? And that was the worst part. Keisha sat down. She looked like a different person back then. She sits down. She does the interview's awful. She's not talking. She's mad that she's there. And I just ended it. I was like, all right, cool. Thanks. And the record rep saw this and he grabs her, says whatever he says to her, and then comes over to me and goes, I'm so sorry. Can we please redo that? I'm like, dog, I don't know what you want me to do. She doesn't want to talk. I'm happy to do it, but we have to have a conversation here. And she goes, no, I'm sorry. I promise it'll be better. And then brings her over. And then we have this fake ass conversation. And I was able to make it work and able to use it, but it was that's all I'll ever remember of her. Dang. I would give anything to find the picture because I cannot find it. I've looked for it through two moves just to show you what she looked like that day because you'd be floored.
I've always heard that about Keisha. She actually acknowledged that. She did a media run this past before her tour, and she acknowledged the reputation she had and her role in the reputation. And she's like, yeah, it was a different, I was young. I was, she from Oakland. She from really, really from Oakland, and she rough. And she's like, yeah, I was getting adjusted to things. And I wasn't always.
Didn't really know the game.
Yeah.
She's like, well, that was the worst part. We were in Vegas and it's like, yo, we're in Sacramento, man. We're probably going to wind up doing a lot together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Jeez. All right, man. Sorry.
Guess you don't want to talk to me. Goodness. You know who is really bad? Probably number one that I'm thinking about this. It was Rodney Pete and Holly Robinson Pete.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And so part of it was on me for sure, but also how it was booked. It was during the Super Bowl. And a lot of these are bad during the Super Bowl. So that's, you can just take that
facts
for a grain of salt. But we always covered the Puppy Bowl at USA Today, which was great. We would make up little fake names, bat football names for them, you know, and with the puppies, with a dog name attached to it. And then they were like, oh, yeah, do you guys want to interview Holly Robinson Pete and Rodney Pete? And at that point, it was no prep, maybe 5 minutes before. So I don't even have their names written down. It's on my phone. Holly Robinson Pete when you're a little nervous and the lights are on, plus the Rodney Pete, it's kind of a mouthful. And so I kept kind of like the Satu Sabali thing, messing up one part of their name, and every time it was different. And they kept getting more and more irked. And they and Rodney cussed me smooth out.
Wow.
And they really? Walked off. And Holly got really mad. And they kind of tag teamed me, pause, in a way that was like really aggressive. And I was just so stressed. And it was negative 15 degrees out. So I was freezing my little toes off inside. But I'd just gotten there. And they kind of harangued us into this interview. And I literally said, they were like, you don't know our names. You're not even doing any prep. What kind of journalist are you? And I'm like, first of all, I just got this interview. And I didn't even want to take it because you guys really aren't on that level like that, for real. But
like, bro, you were on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Like, what are we talking about?
It was crazy.
Well, also, that is one of the great sitcoms.
Well, but also Rodney Pete is a legendary football player. But Holly Robinson.
That's where I'll draw the line a little bit.
Wait a minute. Did you say a legendary sitcom and a legendary football player?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper is a bigger sitcom than Rodney Pete is NFL player.
Oh, facts. That's facts.
That's true.
That's facts.
That is true.
That's facts.
And I remember her from Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and I told her that. Oh, my God, I was a huge.
Was that her biggest show? It had to have been. I feel like, yeah, yes. It had to have been.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I was a huge Hanging with Mr. Cooper fan. She's like, I do not want to even, like, talk about that. That's not what we're here for.
All right, well, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the rest of your career. Let's talk.
They had a...
talk about 21 Jump Street?
They had a show, a reality show.
Right, I remember
that. They were promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to talk about that and his illustrious football.
You remember when you brought up
career.
The Super Bowl before we came in here?
Yes.
These are the types of things that run through my mind. Like, same. Hey, here's Radio Row. Interview Joe Millionaire from the Fox reality show.
And you
hey, Joe,
no
what are you
time.
Doing? Well, the series is over, so I'm unemployed. Bro, get off of my – get out of here.
See, this was the thing, though, because Super Bowl going to be in San Francisco. I told Charlie the other day, I was like, man, what about even if one of us was on Radio Row? But if we're on there, I don't want to be forced to do that stuff. Like, if we come across somebody that's relevant.
Kittle.
Kittle, he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing, so he's not going to be doing
He's not going to be playing in
no,
the
he's gonna
Super
be playing.
Bowl.
He's going to be playing, so he can't do any interviews. But if – I don't know. Somebody that's relevant comes through. Yeah, we can get him on. But if not, I'll just sit there and we'll do the show. I don't want to talk to Marcus Allen about.
Did you catch that?
What?
One of us is going to go to Radio. One of us is going to Radio Row.
No.
And then he goes, I'll just sit there and
no,
do the show.
No, because you obviously can come, but I wouldn't think you would want to go.
No, absolutely.
That's why
not.
I said that.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
So I was
absolutely.
Like,
Kenny
awesome.
Would like it just for the just parlay and shoulder rubbing, yeah. walking after.
See, but what you need is
show.
Joe has to go with you. Mm-hmm. Jesse's got to go with you. Someone's got to go with you because they got to flag down. You know the handlers as they're walking by, like, hey, can we get?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, see, that's what
Rodney
I tell
Nina Kimes. Can we get Rodney and Holly?
Let them keep walking, man. Let them keep walking. Who's that? Ricky Waters? Get Ricky Waters over here.
They sent me to Disneyland. I did good. There was
you did great
Row.
At Disneyland.
You were there. How
you live streamed the parade of lights? Like,
and I did a great job. You live streaming that
you got
stream.
Acknowledged by the blue guy on.
Yeah, Sully.
Yeah. Go was having Joe. The time of his life out there. At
I'm
Disneyland.
Down. Yeah, I'm down.
That was
Look
awesome.
At Jackie in the house. You'll never see Jackie yep. over here. What's Jackie doing over
Jackie
here?
Jackie in the studio.
Creeping. Right just creeping.
Hanging out. We're hanging out.
All right, Jackie. It's a good look.
Since they moved her around, she's like, I need to find somewhere I can sit now.
Yeah, I can. Poor Charlie. You know how far he had to walk to chastise you for that legal ID? Charlie had to walk 10 minutes down over here to give you. That's why he got here so damn late. I was like, what's Charlie had this look on his face like, man, what's wrong with you? Well, 5 minutes ago, you guys did this legal read. Oh, it took you that long to get here. They moved Charlie way out of here.
Man, poor Charlie. It's my dog.
Shout out to our man, Charlie.
But, yeah, you gonna come out here for the Super Bowl? Because I want to go to the party.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. So that means that Damian can go to the Radio Row at least a few
times. Yeah.
Well,
so
maybe,
that I can get some guest passes so you guys can get me in because, you know. Well, maybe I can get one with NBC, I guess.
I'm positive. I'm positive.
One with anything you want.
Whatever I could do, you could do a lot better.
No.
Yes.
Remember when I couldn't get credentialed to the first round of Sacramento and Golden State.
So you know
State.
What that is?
And that's, they were like, we'll put you with Li Ning.com up in the rafters.
See, That's
I'm like, yo,
true.
You guys
that's
are rude.
Them though, like they're. I'll say
and then
it.
The
worst.
And then the Sacramento PR people are like, sorry, worst. We just saw you have a big Instagram following. We thought you were just a content creator. I'm like, I did have an Odyssey email, just like everybody else that you've given credentials.
Well, you know, we have so many Odyssey employees. Great. You've got 47, 11, 40 guys over here. Will you let our third person in here?
They got their own damn row.
They do, and they had good
seats. Do you know that guy's going to quit in like a month? Will you stop?
Cattles was there.
Like, they had the nerve. They put us up there by Cattles. Like, I'm moving to the other side.
Cattles had already put his house up for sale, and they had him up there.
You got retired people from 95.7 The Game. Bruh. They weren't there in 3 years.
What
like,
are we
what
doing?
Are you doing here?
The only dude in the whole building I didn't acknowledge. Is that guy. Don't put me up there with this guy.
Cattles.
Wow, we're going to change the way sports media is done around here. Plus, sit your stupid ass down.
Cattles.
What kind of name is Cattles? I'll be a prod.
I need to stop. I said I was going to be. Will you stop it?
That was a delay. Hella delay.
A little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to be better, Trista.
I'm not helping.
I'm trying to be better.
No. Yeah, but I will be there. I actually love Radio Row when you're not on Radio Row, when you actually don't have to work. You get to meet so many incredible people, and that led to Radio Row in the Vegas Radio Row, led to this NBC job. Also led to, I think I can talk about it now, I just signed a contract today to do some work with Meadowlark.
Come on, man.
The Dan Levitard show.
Let's go.
And I met Bimmel, who is their, I believe he's their CEO. I met him in New Orleans. I think it's a great opportunity to meet people who are really important in the industry. Met this other woman from the ESPN side as well. It was a great, great experience. I would highly recommend people to just to go if you're in the media space, to just walk around and hobnob.
I like to go and like to have it as part of the show, but I do not like the aspect if we had
it's
to talk
good.
To
it's so bad
you can turn down people
foot guy like I don't
the
care.
Idea that no. We're here at Radio Row like this no, is no. Bad radio.
I almost just want to be there and just do the show. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You could you
I'll never forget when I was down south and I don't even know who was at radio. It was Dave, maybe it was the other guy. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was how I got fired from USA Today. You're talking about Dave Portnoy?
No, I'm talking about Carmichael Dave.
Oh, got it.
And the guy who was our program director. So we're getting ready to do the show, but we have a link to San Francisco, so I can they can talk to me. Mm-hmm. Kevin goes, hey, I need you guys to interview Crockett Gilmore. He'll be here in 30 seconds.
What?
And no. I looked at Chris. I was like, who the hell is Crockett Gilmore? And Chris is looking at me, and I'm like, I don't know. So we're like Googling. He was like the third string tight end for the Baltimore Ravens.
Come on.
And he's on
no,
the other end.
He's
coming. I was like, bro, what am I supposed to talk to this man about? I don't know. Just talk to him. Now, one, that guy was an idiot. But two, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better. That guy wasn't very good as
he was a tough interview.
Not Crockett Gilmore, Kevin.
Got it.
Kevin was the person who was difficult to deal with.
Got it.
Crockett Gilmore.
I don't know how we did that. Somewhere, I guarantee you, somewhere Chris has this interview with Crockett Gilmore.
6'6", 260 out of Colorado State.
Bro.
Crockett. How'd you get your
name? Unbelievable. Unfreaking, but that's why I hate Radio Row.
Yes.
Is because of that right there. We'll come back. I mentioned the Warriors in this situation with Jonathan Kuminga, the Milwaukee Bucks, Sacramento Kings, Phoenix Suns, the situation involving the entire league. I do have a theory as to why they are in the predicament that they're in that doesn't involve money. So we'll continue to talk basketball. Trista Quick's going to be with us. Of course, we've got the Raiders and the 49ers coming up this weekend. Chris Biederman going to be with us in an hour. There's much more ahead, man. We are so happy that you're here with us. It's D'Lo. It's KC. It's Trista Crick live in studio here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.